Hi, Marianne. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have two questions, actually, not real long ones, but one of them is about plaque. Now, I went back this morning and read all or listened to all your different programs on that, so aware of that. But I was just in the hospital, and they did a CT scan, and they said that I have blockage quite a bit in the middle cerebral artery, and they say that we can't do anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, but I mean, I read about your K2 and tocotrienols, but I wanted to ask about that. But is that true? They can't do anything about that?
Yes, because surgically, getting at that area is really difficult. And
right.
What they're afraid of is doing damage, and nobody wants that. So.
Right.
Anyway, so that is true. Now, here's the thing, though, ma'am. I cannot tell you that absolutely for certain the vitamin K and the tocotrienols are going to clear it. I can tell you, though, that the very large majority of people who have tried this for clearing at least part of the plaque from all sorts of areas all over the body have achieved results. Now,
yes.
Remember, what we do at Tahoma, some of it is from the doctor's experience there, but a lot of it is research-based. And there was affirmative research from Japan and affirmative research, oddly enough, from Southeast Asia, I believe it was Malaysia, on the tocotrienols. So all we did was put the two of them together, and doggone, it really helps most people to reduce plaque.
Wow.
So that's about your only way to go. And make sure of one other thing. These are both fat-soluble vitamins. You got to make sure that you're digesting fats quite adequately. How does one do that? Well, first thing is easy. You just look in the toilet. I'm sorry, folks, for having to listen to this, but you look in the toilet, and if something's floating in there, oops, you're not digesting fats as well as you should.
Oh.
Now, if nothing is floating in there, that doesn't say for sure you're digesting fats. It just says probably. So with something as important as this, there is a test that's done. You can check with your doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And, of course, we do this test at Tahoma Clinic. Test that's done. It happens to be on a stool specimen. Fun, fun, fun. But, look, the technician who has to do this testing is even worse off than we are having to collect the specimen.
Ooh.
And what they check for is undigested fat in the stool. It's pretty simple. And
okay.
It might not be enough to make it float, but still, if there's undigested fat there, then the tocotrienols and the vitamin K aren't going to get in so well. So anyway, after that, then how many of each? Well, I've relied on three of one and three of the other in the morning and three of the other and three of one
Wait
at night.
Three tocotrienols in the morning?
Yeah, it's T-O-C-O. T-O-C-O.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Thank
and then
you,
three
thank you.
When?
Oh, and another three at night. And the
oh,
same
three
thing.
At night. And,
same thing
and then,
with the Super K, ma'am. The Super K is three of those in the morning
and
three at night.
Super K. I have to ask you something else about that, though.
Please.
And you take three of those, too?
Yes, ma'am, and it's quite safe to do so. Nobody ever got hurt with it. In fact, the people I've worked with so far, nobody's reported even an allergic reaction. It's possible,
okay,
but
so
it never happened.
Okay, so three in the morning and at night with those two?
Yes, ma'am. That's what's worked for everybody else.
Okay, now, after I went to the hospital, of course, they said you have to be on blood thinners. You have to be. And, well, I don't know.
I know. That's how long I'll do that
because I don't want to be. But here's my question, my other question.
Yes, ma'am.
Why are they saying to stay away from K2?
Oh, because the blood thinner one they want to give you is something called warfarin, and that's the stuff that a professor at the University of North Carolina told us gave people brain problems because it ate up all their vitamin K. No kidding, ma'am, and the vitamin K interferes with it, but it interferes back, and it gets rid of it, and here comes brain problems. Now, what is so dumb is that there are blood thinners that can make you, if you take too much of them, your blood's so thin that if you cut yourself, you're going to bleed to death without a tourniquet. I am not kidding. Now, that's natural blood thinners that'll do that. And the one that would do it if you took 3 tablespoons of it a day would be fish oil, ma'am. So you never take 3 tablespoons a day, ever. Unless I do work with one guy who must take that to thin out his blood enough. He's a little different. But, of course, what we do is tests. Now, if you happen to work with a Tahoma physician, we do a test called blood viscosity or blood thickness, and that tells you how likely your blood is to clot. There is another test that's done at the University of Washington.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking that pretty soon.
The platelet aggregation test?
Yes, I am, but I'm still...
Hooray.
You're saying you don't have to worry about K2 with a blood thinner?
Not with fish oil, ma'am. You do have to worry.
With a blood thinner, do you have to worry about
K2? You absolutely
K2?
Do if they're threatening to give you warfarin. It's called warfarin.
No, it's not warfarin. No. Eliquis. Let's just say Eliquis.
Well, if they're telling you to stay off of K2, then that applies to Eliquis too, ma'am. I'm sorry. Anything they don't want you on vitamin K for is messing with your vitamin K. So,
oh, God.
But look, you can do this with fish oil. And for women, it's the high EPA, I'm sorry, the high DHA fraction that you've been listening then that does the job. And so you just take enough of that fish oil to make your platelet aggregation test almost two slippery platelets, and you stay at the almost level. You never go past that. And your risk of having a clot is just as low as it is with any of the blood thinners on the market. All it is fish oil. And that fish oil and the fraction of the fish oil, the DHA, that does this job for women, also helps with brain health. For gosh sakes, you're getting a twofer there.
So some people take 2 tablespoons of fish oil?
Yes, there are some people who do that. I ask them, please get a platelet aggregation test to make sure it's not too much for you. But usually it's not. But when we get to 3, it sometimes is.
Yeah, okay. And so, but... Okay, so maybe not K2 with a blood thinner.
Well,
so
not if you
can't do that, but then the talk, having a hard time saying it, those might, God, I don't know if by themselves if they would do something with that plaque.
Yes, ma'am, but it's not going to be as good a result as this is with both of them. Now, it obviously has to be your choice. It's your bod. But I very firmly recommend the both of them, staying away from patented or formerly patented blood thinners and using fish oil. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm?
No, I agree with you on that, but I had a heart attack and they were like freaking out. So.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they really do. Ugh. So, okay. So, but, you know, I've got to clear up this MCA. You know,
yeah.
That,
yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do, and
it's
so
getting blood to important places in the brain, man.
Well, maybe I won't even worry about. Maybe I shouldn't even worry about K2 with the patented blood thinner.
Well, ma'am, it'll block whatever the patented blood thinner is supposed to do, and that's why they want you off it.
Oh, that's what it does.
Yes,
oh.
Ma'am. Sorry.
Shoot.
Yeah, bang bang, shoot, but that's what it does.
Oh, so.
But like
dear.
I say, there's an alternative. There's an alternative, and it's an effective alternative. That's the most important.
Fish
thing.
Oil.
Yeah.
Because
oh, and don't forget.
Because then you can do the K2.
Yeah. And don't forget.
So I should
one
just wait until I have my test, and then I'll know,
yeah.
You know, how much fish oil I should be doing.
Yes. And don't forget, when you take fish oil, for every tablespoon, you get yourself a vitamin E capsule. Now, this is regular vitamin E called tocopherols. And it's a 400 or a 500 unit, and you just take one a day. And you have to take it a few hours separately from the tocotrienols because it also, the tocopherol, actually messes with the absorption of the tocotrienols. But if you separate it by about 6 hours, you're fine.
Oh, the vitamin E that I have has all of that in it.
Tocopherol is tocopherol? I mean, tocopherol and
tocopherol and gamma tocopherol and
tocotrienols?
Yes.
Well, those people are not listening to the foremost researcher on vitamin E and tocotrienols in the country. His name is Barry Tan, T-A-N, Ph.D. You can look it up. And what he says is true, and that is that the transport system for both vitamin E's, the tocopherols and tocotrienols, is dominated by the tocopherols, and they will park themselves in the bus and fill up the bus, and then so the tocotrienols don't have any room to get on, and so they can't get in. So anyway, got to take them separately. Whoever put those two together is not listening to research or reading it either.
Okay, so on the E, you take the plant, which one, the alpha or?
No, you take the mixed tocopherols and you take the mixed tocotrienols, but 6 hours apart.
And what? Oh, but at different times.
Different times, that's right.
Yeah. Now, why does natto, on the bottle, it says it does not have K2?
It doesn't. Now, nattokinase is an entirely different story, ma'am.
I know.
It's not a blood thinner, so
right.
We got some folks waiting here. We should move along.
Oh, okay, but why does it not have K2?
No point. I can't understand the point to that, because it does is it just eats clots. That's all.
I know. It's just right on the bottle. I don't know. Okay, great. Well, thank you so very much. I sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling. And now hopefully everybody else heard and they'll know too. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.